brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we figured out that if beer can make people easier on the eyes, maybe it can have the same effect on the ears. So pop in your earbud, your beer buds, everyone, and let's get ready. I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is Good Old Boy Kendall.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good.
I'm excited to try this.
This is the core folk. Just saying. Good old boy Mike. Hi.
You know, I went looking for my beer buds, but I wasn't good. I couldn't find them. So, I'm here with my beer buds, but I couldn't find my other beer buds. So, yeah.
Maybe there's that. Old wow. And crusty.
The ones around the table?
Or? I think she's talking about you and me, Ken.
That's just. No. I just want to say that she has used the words old and crusty and looking straight at me, you know, as she's making those comments. So I'm not quite sure. Were you talking about Dave again?
I think that was a shotgun blast. She got all three of us. That wasn't any one person.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Dave has way more gray in his beard than me. So, you know, yeah.
I don't touch mine up.
Wow. Hey, good old boy Dave. Hi.
Oh, you pretended to be gentle, but you weren't.
Good movie. Well, today's segment, we're going to continue the summer of questionable decisions.
What a torture fest.
Where we step away from craft beer.
Oh, there's an option to step away. Awesome.
Here we go.
Did you get that memo, Kendall?
No, but I'm glad to know really? It's an option.
Okay.
Well, the option's there.
Not the table.
But the doors are locked, so, you know.
We're not getting far.
Call Help it me. Okay, so we're stepping away from craft beer, and we're going to try things that could be good.
Could is the operative word there.
Or they could totally suck. It's a fine line.
I think it sucks.
Well, good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us what we're in store for today?
Sure. Oh, the evil master of all this.
These days, a lot of hopheads are looking for non-alcoholic and low-calorie alternatives to get their lupulin fix. So today we're going to try a few varieties of hop-infused tea from a company called Hoplark, which specializes in hop-infused waters and teas, and now they make non-alcoholic beer, so at least I didn't make you guys drink that. We have 7 teas all infused with hops. They are the Really Hoppy One, the Calm One, the Citra Bomb One, the Green Tea One, the Sprucey One, I bet that's Juliana's favorite, the Mile High Hibiscus One, and the Thai Basil One.
I have like this scenario playing through my head. And so when you walk into a store where they sell these and you ask for hop-infused tea, would you please get your cell phone out and take a picture at whoever's reacting? Because I'm betting that they'll turn their head and go, what?
Depends on if you buy these at the dispensary or not.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Or if you're going to a place like Whole Foods. You know,
sure.
Yeah. You know, then they're probably like, oh.
Strange beverages, aisle 8.
Let me just show you.
We got one that's going down on the aisle 9. Yeah. Swarm.
Looks sketchy.
All right. To make this interesting and to test my co-host's hop IQ. What? It's a thing. It's a thing. This is training.
Mike is trying to set like the bar low for himself.
I feel
like
you get a free tattoo if you pass the test, you know?
You might today. Courtesy of? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm feeling tar and feathered already. We have yet to begin.
Well, we're going to blind taste the samples, with the exception of one that's color-wise sticking out like a sore thumb. And I'm going to have everyone else rate them and tell me what hops are in them. And of course, I'm the only one with the key. So, there.
Again.
Yes. All right.
So, Kendall, would you please do this the honor of reading our Suds ratings?
Absolutely. Today, we'll be discussing and rating these hop-infused waters with these Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a Snapple. 2, was that a belch? 3, wah or ah, what a relief. Can't even get that right.
Wah.
Wah. Hey, maybe that's what we're going to be saying when we drink these. We don't know yet.
What the hell is it?
4, a body should really not make that sound. 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Never, ever.
Yeah,
never.
I'm not sure.
There's going to be so many fives today.
You don't know. This may be fun.
What kind of feeling?
I've decided to not be open-minded. I just want to get that out there. So, you know.
And that's let different the games than... begin. Okay.
You know, hey, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, always the same.
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Let's look at 1.
I'm looking. It's
does it look like tea?
It has a pale, you know, straw color. It's very light.
Sure. If one was intoxicated enough, they might consider this a cream ale.
I would say.
Or a very light pilsner.
Tastes like a leftover Bud Light from about 8 days ago.
Getting a little almost catty hop aroma going on.
Yeah.
But there is hop aroma.
Mm-hmm. There is.
What is wrong with this cup of tea?
Yes, that is a very good way of putting it.
I don't know that the English would enjoy this.
Yeah, it just tastes like a flat pilsner, you know, that's been left out for several days.
A very flat, very low malt pilsner.
Like a flat session IPA is what I would.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you already expect them to be a little watery.
Yeah. The hops are probably a little more citrusy than like minty.
I would buy this just to screw with people that, you know, would ask for a Bud Light, and I would just, you know, throw it in a koozie and hand this to them and go, here you go, and see how long it takes them to figure out what's going on.
They might not.
They might not. I agree. This is awesome. Can I have another one?
So do we know what kind of base? Is this a tea? I mean, why are they calling these teas? Are there teas in them, or are they making teas from hops?
So there are,
I think the latter.
At least some of these, they are with tea.
Okay.
There's actual tea in there. But we don't know about this one because we don't know which one it is.
Is it best for me to look through the list that you read earlier and try to guess which one is which?
Well, of the names,
it's about the hop.
They don't know. There's only one, the Citra Bomb one, is the only one that says what hop is in it. So if you think this is the Citra Bomb one, cool. But if it's not, then you got to say what kind of hops you think are in it. What kind of hops do you, because there's like really nothing standing between you and the hops.
I am going to go with the Calm one, which I think that's what this is. And I'm going to say this is Fuggles. I think it's an English noble hop.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to go completely other direction. I think it could be a little mashup of Simcoe and Mosaic.
Huh.
Okay. Dave, got any thoughts?
I would go with Kendall before I would go with Mike all day, every day. But I don't think there's Mosaic in it. I don't know what's in it, but I don't.
Simcoe I can
so
buy.
So it's Simcoe-y. Okay. Okay.
Kind of cat pee.
What would we rate this?
as a tea.
A positive number? Are you asking for a positive number?
As a non-alcoholic hoppy alternative.
So we don't get to say a negative number?
Well, you're going to say what you're going to say.
For what it is. Okay. Yeah. We're going to rate this a 3.
Okay.
I don't find anything in this offensive. So there's that.
Which is a good thing.
So then you have to set 3 as the baseline.
Non-offensive.
It's like when I do reviews for at work. I'm like, hey, if you don't mess anything up or do anything great, you're a 3.
Yeah.
Right? So you start as a 3.
I think this is a very good example of the midpoint. Yep.
Okay.
It's not bad. I didn't finish this.
It's a good baseline.
There is that.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Well, this one is the green tea one, otherwise known as Mosaic.
Ooh. Which I said I didn't think there was any in it. So
wow.
I don't
really. Yeah. I can't believe I got that one.
Well, so now that it comes,
this is a very light presentation of Mosaic. So yeah, but
I get some cattiness out of Mosaic too. True. I threw the Simcoe in there just for kicks, but
And to me, like I was thinking, like maybe it's the grassy notes that people get out of Mosaic. People who don't like Mosaic, they get more grass than they get all the other stuff. So maybe that's what this is.
Definitely some of that grassy too.
Yeah.
But I wonder if because tea is in the presence of this hop that it's bringing out the grassiness even more versus what you would get in a malt base.
Green tea can be kind of grassy.
And I think the green tea works really well with this.
Yeah.
And it was pretty
very
good.
Subtle. I mean, like. Yeah. If you're just looking for something to drink and you're not going to drink beer, it's not bad.
Yeah.
And 60 milligrams of caffeine.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
So you get all jacked up on it.
And if you, I would say if you're really bored and you really want to screw with all your beer buddies, especially if they're brewers that I know all the hops, fire one of these up.
Yeah.
And what was the name of the game? The Spark game I was playing with earlier? Yeah. I would say throw a few sticks in that thing to say name the hop that you're sipping on. Yeah, for sure.
We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today is another annual summer of questionable decisions.
That's for sure. So I was providing this grand measure of rationale why I got it wrong. It's to say that, you know, the hops, the aroma characteristics of hops can be different than the way that it is in a beverage, a beer, or in this case, whatever this is. So a bad idea. But yeah, I think the only time we're going to get these right is through the process of elimination. So I didn't get the green tea. Thank you very much. What's next?
Well, yes.
Oh, the taste of vomit.
I might have had a bit of thing coming up my back throat. It tastes like a bit of vomit with cat pee. All right. So this next product that we're trying, definitely a pink hue about it. So
a little bit.
Yeah.
We're right off the bat, you know, pink tells me this is hibiscus.
True.
So we all just joined the Mile High Hibiscus Club together.
Wow.
But there are hops in this.
Don't hold my hand, Dave. There are hops.
There are hops. So the question is what hops is in this?
Hmm.
Wow. Or hop for that matter. Could be one or two or three or 10.
See, I'm getting the grassy notes again.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right, crap. Are they mis-oring?
I'm going to say Citra.
What is in it that makes you think Citra?
It's very mild.
I'm having a hard time peeling away this hibiscus flavor.
That's the fruit. Yeah. The fruit component on this is really obscuring what's everything there. And to me, it's the bittering component of the hop that is kind of giving it away. And I always think of Citra as being very bitter on the front end of your tongue. Mm. And that's kind of what I'm picking up here.
I'm going to say Amarillo.
Oh. I don't get, so I think of Amarillo.
I have no friggin' idea.
Actually, that Dave, I was going to say Amarillo.
Really?
So yeah, let's go with that.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. See Amarillo.
I think of that hop as being very earthy. Like you're going to smell a lot of earth, you know.
I still get a lot of grapefruit.
But like Amarillo is a really kind of aggressive hop.
So you're getting grapefruit out of this?
Just a hint of a little Amarillo grapefruit note.
So I agree that it's very bitter, like a citrus peel. I'm just thinking that it's closer aligned to Citra than it is Amber.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
But I do like betting on Kendall.
what would you guys rate this one?
This is more palatable to me.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That's the most fingers Mike's ever had.
It has enough fruit, and this is more like a fruit tea that it's obscuring everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, we are going to rate this a 4.
Wow.
And this is the mild high hibiscus one. However, the hops that are in this, one of them is lemon drop.
Dang.
Ooh.
And the other one is a Led Zeppelin song.
Cashmere?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Really?
I'm trying to think what cashmere hops taste.
I would have never gotten cashmere.
I would have never guessed either one of those.
Huh.
Like the lemon drop, maybe, because I'm getting a more lemoniness than a grapefruity, but I'm more sensitive to lemon, like in general.
Yeah, even if I got the lemon, I wouldn't have said lemon drop. I would have said, what's the Japanese hop?
Sriracha
Ace.
Sriracha Ace, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
great lemony hop.
Yeah. God, remember that Brooklyn beer? Uh-huh. Sorry.
Very interesting. That was
fantastic beer.
Yeah. So cashmere hops, I'm just looking like flavor profile on here because I don't use a lot of cashmere either. Lemon, lime, peach, melon. Secondary notes of coconut, lemongrass, and herbiness. Okay. Sounds like an all-purpose general... whatever. Okay.
Sounds like a mish-mash.
Yeah, exactly. All right, moving on. Let's try number 3.
You mean it continues?
Oh, yeah. Till the end.
There's more.
But wait, there's much more.
When I get to 5, do I get a free t-shirt?
Tattoo,
okay.
This one's kind of more like the first one. It's just kind of, eh.
It's not offensive.
I like it better than the first one, though.
Yeah.
So this one is also very faintly, has barely any color on it. It is probably a bit closer to a pale green.
Does this one seem a little more bitter on the back end to you?
Yeah.
I get a little
more. It does.
Wow. This one is a lot more aromatic. Yeah, this is very invasive.
It's harder to swallow than regular water, but in a good way.
Yeah, no, not in a good way. Yeah, like somebody's picked up, you literally stuck your hand in a pile of fescue and shoved it up your left nostril. It's wow. Incredibly grassy.
Why the left nostril?
I know. Because I'm right-handed. Yeah, I think it's incredibly grassy. Has a touch of a citrus peel of some kind off of it, almost like a lime peel, if I had to probably pick it.
Yeah, this one tastes more limey to me, too.
This, so the...
As in British?
The bitterings off this are kind of like a midpoint. They're not really, you know, attacking. You know, there's something there bringing some element of bitterness to this, but it's not like that hibiscus, you know, that grapefruit thing that Kendall was talking about earlier. But which hop am I going to guess here?
Pick a stripper name.
I'm gonna go with an interesting choice. I'm gonna go with the New Zealand hop.
Okay.
I can see that there is some citrus peel fruit thing also that's been added to this as well.
Any other thoughts?
So you basically named a country instead of a hop.
You're totally wrong, but I think this is the Citra Bomb. And that's what I'm going with.
Well, how many New Zealand hops are there?
There's a lot.
A bunch of them now. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they keep having children.
It's like we're half of the hops in the world.
I'm going to stick with my previous answer.
Yeah, I'll go with Citra.
I'm going to say, North America hop. So
maybe like Western North America?
Northwestern, you know. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Pacific. Northwest.
Yeah, sure. Sort of, sure. Yeah.
Maybe somewhere in Washington State.
Okay. You know,
Yakima Valley. Yeah.
And you're going to go with?
No, that's as narrow as I'm going.
I'm sorry.
So I'm the only one calling it out.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course
you
are.
What did you say, Kendall?
I think this is the Citra Bomb.
Citra Bomb.
Yeah. With a lot of Citra.
Hmm. I can believe that. It's pretty aggressive.
It is.
What would you rate it?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to rate it a 3.
Okay.
And Kendall is correct. It is the Citra Bomb.
Hey, way to go, Kendall.
To me, this one tastes the most like a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It also reminds me of the Sierra Nevada Hop Splash, which is a hopped water, and they use a lot of Citra in that, too.
Yeah. Hmm.
And that's the similarity I was picking up on.
So you've had training and drinking hop water.
The Hop Absolutely. Splash is a little more well-rounded to me.
Yeah, it's a little brighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good.
But that little bit of bitterness, too, is nice.
But I think the people at Sierra Nevada, they probably know a thing or two about how to use a hop. So
they might.
A few of them.
Yeah.
And now for our topic worthy of discussion of
dun,
the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm not going to tell you where the story came from, because that is what you get to do at the end of this discussion, is figure out exactly where did this happen. Volunteers picked up a record amount of trash from New Jersey's beaches last year. So you at least get the state that it's in. With plastic items dominating the haul and bizarre cast-offs, including the following items. This is a long list. Male enhancement pills. A set of braces. I'm guessing they're leg braces or something.
Oh.
A glow-in-the-dark condom.
Hmm.
What?
At a beach.
That's how they found it.
And a Turkish Airlines hygiene kit found on the sand as well. A hunk of human hair. Hey, are you missing something, man? A full set of dentures. I told you not to take the teeth to the beach. A thong.
Man, dentures aren't cheap.
Used Narcan kit, which, if you don't know what that is, it's used to revive drug overdose victims. So
that in itself is just
let's all go to the beach. Be sure and bring the Narcan kit.
You know what, though? That's being prepared, right?
Yeah.
Man,
I am so going to OD as soon as we get to the beach.
Just saying that They were probably drinking this because it was just in the vein of making a number of questionable decisions, you know, that were going on that day.
Let's get some hop tea and some heroin.
Several marijuana bags. All of them were empty, of course. And I'm guessing that that went hand in hand with the same people that used the Narcan kit. A bullet casing, you know, because...
Yeah, why not?
Nothing like going, you know, packing, you know, weapon when you go to the beach. And a fake eyeball were among some of the items picked up. Oh, but there's more.
Please. But wait, there's more.
There's even more on this laundry list. A parking ticket, which I can get that, you know.
Sure.
A lottery ticket, because, you know, that's what I want to do is not be separated from my lottery ticket. A glue stick. Yeah. You know.
That's so
it's
random.
Arts and crafts time down at the beach.
Right.
A mini refrigerator, because... Look,
that makes sense.
Somehow you got to keep the beer cold. Does it run? No, but it'll keep the beer cold. We'll just take the whole thing down to the beach. You know, it's like you really have to have a good friend that's going to help you carry the mini fridge down to the beach itself. So I'm guessing that came out of a hotel room that had to be close to the beach.
Or an RV.
That mini makes fridge. Sense. That think, makes so much sense.
It does, you know, because...
They didn't have a cooler, so they just took the mini fridge.
Sure. Because as you're sitting around and smoking
Screw it,
weed
man.
And
just
you're
bring
thinking
the fridge.
About, do I need the Narcan kit? You look to your favorite friend and go, dude, help me with the mini fridge.
Yeah.
So...
It'll keep the beer cold
until
we finish drinking it.
Here's one of my favorites, a plastic monkey. You know, it's like...
I wonder how big it was, though.
You know, yeah. A set of rosary beads, possibly from someone praying for the cast characters left all this behind. So,
You know, when you said braces, I didn't think leg braces until you said it. I thought, like, what are those? Invisalign
things? Yeah.
Or like a retainer. They left their retainer there.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
Now, the plastic monkey makes sense. Some kid left it there. But the rest of this is weird.
Which beach was this in Jersey?
I only know one. I'm going to say Atlantic City Beach.
No, but you are close.
I don't know. That was the only one I know.
Close to Atlantic City? See, I was going to say like Red Hook.
Close.
Dave, you got any?
Atlantic City Beach is the only one I know, and you already said it wasn't.
Yeah. So this was at Sandy Hook. New Jersey.
Where the school thing was.
Okay.
Shooting happened. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I just, you know,
I bet you the hunk of human
hair. Do you put all this
hair?
Stuff in Lost and Found and let people come and identify it? I mean, the guy shows up and goes, hey, man, you got my glow in the dark condom.
Some of it sounds like trash. Like most of it should go in the trash.
Yeah.
Except maybe the eye.
Yes. The fake eyeball, yes.
I bet you the hunk of human hair, there was a girl fight. Because I've seen that happen. I've seen two girls fighting.
You're saying it was not a toupee. It was a hair extension.
It was someone's hair. There was probably a little scalp attached to it. Yeah.
Well, the girls in New Jersey can be. I mean.
Maybe they were fighting over the Narcan kit.
Or the guy with the erectile pills.
Or maybe somebody got a cut and they were using the glue stick.
What I want to know is, what was the proximal difference between the male enhancement pills and the glow in the dark condom? Because
I was going to say,
were those things within like 50 feet of each other? Or
actually, I was going to say the male
is this cause and effect,
the male enhancement pills and the dentures.
Yes,
because if the same guy lost both of those, and his glass eye.
Maybe if you put all of these things together, you would have a really interesting story of a guy that got wasted in the hotel. He convinced all of his friends to carry the mini fridge down. He took some boner pills. He had sex with someone, and then he decided to have some weed, and then he ended up with fentanyl. So there you go.
That's the story. Checks out.
Oh, and...
Wow.
He decided to clean up on his way out, so he had the Turkish hygiene kit.
So basically your typical Thursday at the beach at Sandy Hook.
What do you think is in a Turkish hygiene kit?
Turkish Airlines hygiene kit. I have no idea.
I bet there's a body hair razor.
Yeah.
Those dudes are hairy.
Yeah. Some clipper or something.
The blade would have to be like 3 feet wide.
It'd actually be kind of a lawnmower blade.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. You know, weapon, like, you know, body katana. Blade. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Ooh.
So there yeah. you have it. That was definitely a topic worthy of discussion for sure.
All right. So, that's good stuff.
Yeah. So tune in. Look, they'll have the exacts. They'll have a similar article that will come out in another month, but it'll be a whole new set of items.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
It's a treat it like a Mad Libs, you know, discussion. Considering where you'd use all the trash to come up with specifically how to come up with the storyline you're looking at.
Good story.
Considering it was New Jersey, I'm surprised there weren't cadavers involved.
Well, maybe
I guess they don't drop those at the beach, though.
Well, see, I didn't read the entire story, so I'll keep reading, and if there, you know, if there is a dead body involved, I'll let you know.
I mean,
so,
if there's an eyeball, well, there's got to be a skull somewhere.
There was a bullet
right?
casing.
So. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Surprised there was only one of those.
Oh, I like what one of the officials says here, Cindy Zempf, who's the Clean Ocean Action director here. It's disappointing to see it increase. We keep hoping the numbers will go down, and the weird stuff just keeps getting weirder.
Of course it does. It's just the nature of things.
Yep. It's the world we live in.
Oh, I'll save this for later if we have more time. There's a list of another 15 items here that you'll have to
That
guess.
You missed?
I missed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let's have some more. Really, what is this again? A bad idea?
Number four.
All right. Number four. Okay. Bad idea number four. All right, so the color off this is barely any color. There is a light green hue coming off of this. Is the best way I can describe it. These are infused and sparkling, though, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm getting more of that grassy vegetal on this one.
It's, yeah, and this one's duller. Almost like hay.
Yeah.
Like, instead of like green grass, it's more like a dried grassy hay.
Yep.
You know, yeah, it is.
Not much aroma compared to the others.
This definitely has. I mean, I wish Caperton were here because this is a screaming saison all day long.
Well, we'll be back with our answer in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Was there some other weather pattern that they were hoping for?
Clear skies. Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, let's go to Seattle for the sun.
Yeah.
Today, we are continuing the summer of questionable decisions.
That's for sure.
And right before the break, we started tasting...
Number four.
Yes, our blind tasting number
Leaves
four.
Leaves a lot to be designed.
And thoughts?
Hey.
Yeah. Very straw, you know, hay. Yeah.
What's the hay hop, Kendall?
I'm going to go with Matuka.
You like the exotic, huh?
I don't think it's anything new-worldy.
I don't
new
think
worldy.
It's that, but I did like saying the word Matuka.
Matuka. I'm going to say Centennial because I don't know
Ooh,
any other word to say.
That's a pretty good guess. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go totally different direction. I don't even know why I'm going there, but I'm just going to say Mount Hood. I've got my reasons.
Wow. Juliana, why don't you name a random ass hop?
I know.
East Kent Golding?
EKG.
It's not a bad guess. I just don't know if they're using any British hops in this.
I think everything they've used so far, it sounds like it's you know, like American hops. So,
yeah, I would be shocked if there are any noble hops.
Because these guys are in California, so I'm guessing they're going all West Coast kind of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, so
what are we rating it? I don't. Yeah.
I think it's a 2. Yeah.
Wow. Mike rated it higher than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Because it's.
We faked him out.
The thing that I don't like about this one, and well, let me tell you.
It's very hop forward.
Well, this one is the calm one.
Ah, see, I said this doesn't feel calm.
So this has a lot of chamomile in it, but it does have citra hops.
Oh, wow.
But I don't get the citra hops.
Not at all. The chamomile totally covers it up.
It totally made it obliterated.
But I'm not getting a nice, soft chamomile.
There is like no.
No, this is harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that the first one we had was a lot more calm than
now. I'm
than
all sleepy.
Was. Yeah,
dadgummit, I'm gonna be so grumpy.
I usually think of chamomile as being actually a lot more bitter than that particular one was appearing to us. But yeah, there is nothing to say soft about this at all.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I was getting like a earthy, woodsy type thing going on.
Yeah, that's why I said Matuka.
And then we've had nothing but American hops, and I'm like, what is even close to that? That's where the random out hood came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping score, and I'm 0-4, so let's keep going here.
Oh, don't worry. We're all keeping that score.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Continuing on.
I'm frankly just going
to
shred my
Kindle's the only one we ever really expected to get any of them.
Yeah. So. Well, two for four is not bad.
All right, so there is absolutely no color on this. It just, yeah. There is zero color
this on this. This one's kind of nice, though. Mm. I like this. Because it's not...
Number 5.
It's not as aggressive as the calm one. The calm one was a bully.
It's a bully.
And I didn't appreciate it.
This one has kind of a earthy bitterness on the back end of it.
I think this is the... No, wait.
I'm going to go with the Thai basil for this one. Yeah.
You know, the first aroma, it almost smells like ganja to me.
I think this is the really hoppy one, unless we already did the really hoppy one. But I still
think
it's a really hoppy one.
Mm. I'm going to go with, for the hop choice off of this one, I'm going to go with Galaxy.
Oh, you picked a stripper name. Very nice.
On stage number 2.
I'm going to just keep saying Centennial. There's got to be Centennial hops on these
Devin things. I'm with you, Dave. I think I was tracking the same thing because looking at the ones we have left, I think this is the really hoppy one, and I'm getting some almost classic Cascade Centennial going on.
Mm. And there's probably more than one hop in this thing.
Well.
All right, what are we rating?
Yeah, what are
we
going to rate this?
Oh.
I'm going to say 3.
When we should have said 4, but that's fine.
So this
wait, one. Do you guys shake the nozzle?
So number 5 is
the Thai basil.
Mike called it.
Wow,
I didn't get much basil though. I mean,
I didn't get that either.
It was on the back end. You know, it was that kind of earthy thing.
Comet. Hops.
Comet. Wow.
Wow.
Dig that one out.
Comet. Okay.
I can't even remember the last beer I had that had Comet in it.
Featuring Comet hops.
Right.
Wow.
Seriously, what beer was even made today that is using that hop?
That's a good one. I haven't heard of Comet in ages.
I know.
these guys probably bought the only ones there are.
Okay, I mean, if you went to the beer supply store, you asked for that hop, they'd go, yeah, we're going to have to order that.
We're going to have to go back to 1970.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like Monday Night Brewing's slap fight has
Comet,
Equinox, and Mosaic.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
I don't know that you're going to find a single hop beer.
No, I think it's an old school bittering hop, right?
It's a dual purpose. It's subtle American grassy and grapefruit.
So I would have expected, you know, the Thai basil, you know, to be aligned towards like a Thai basil soup.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that that was even remotely close.
I think they need to up the basil.
Yes, yeah, I agree. I think that if they were to change that up, I would definitely
I would actually enjoy that, or triple whatever basil
they were infusing that with to really make that a lot more apparent.
And another thing they could do is one of the things that goes really well with Thai basil is lemongrass.
Yeah.
Oh, put those two together with sriracha ace,
then you've got something there to drink. Yeah.
I agree that that would have been closer to the ingredients that I would have.
Then we go get some Thai
basil. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they just, maybe there wasn't a good Comet, mm-hmm. you know, crop. I don't know.
Well, I would like, I don't even think it was the Comet. Like, I think they just, they went cheap on the basil or something.
I think they should have used some more things from the Sandy Hook Beach to put it in there. So here are some additional items that I haven't mentioned so far. There was part of a bowling ball, not the whole bowling ball, just part of a bowling ball, and a rainbow striped women's bathing suit. So, yeah.
Was that found near the condom?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see.
Kendall, try number six.
All right.
I think we found the really hoppy one.
Really bad idea. So this one is looks just like beer in a glass. It is a very strong straw color. This is definitely something that you could slut in somebody's glass and say, here, try this beer.
Man, it's like licking the inside of a bag of hops.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yep.
This is definitely the really hoppy one for sure.
Yeah. It is. You know that when you open that bag of hops and you get almost that overwhelming aroma that just you're not getting anything else but just kind of a harsh vegetal thing going
on. This reminds me of a can of Fall City's beer that's been in the garage for about 8 years. Nobody's touched it. Yeah.
I don't know how you drink this to enjoy it.
No, that's really harsh.
Okay, well, this is West Coasty all the way, don't you think?
But without any kind of malt sweetness to balance it out, it's just a harshly bitter astringent.
I'm gonna go with Cascade all day long on this one.
Okay. Sticking with Centennial. There's got to be Centennial in one of these things.
Man, I think it's even harsher than that. I'll say something like Columbus.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Well, they used a lot of it, whatever they did.
Maybe three, you know, bunch of the old school sea hops.
They squeezed the hop bag too many times.
There is a C. Now I'm going to give you a hint that there is more than one hop.
Okay.
But one of the hops is a C.
Okay, is there Amarillo in it? Mm-mm. Is there Simcoe? Okay, so there's Simcoe. Okay, so I get because there's got to be something that's giving you all that back end bitterness like that. Just
this is like reminding me of the first time I had Green Flash.
Yes, that's totally it.
This reminds me of the first time I had mono.
Yeah, it's a big. I'm sure it's a big alpha one. You know, primarily a bittering hop.
I'm going to go with Simcoe and Cascade.
All right. Yeah, what is Simcoe and Centennial? Right. And I'll go with Simcoe and Columbus.
Okay.
What would we rate this one?
Yeah.
I'll go one of the.
I think that's almost unanimous on
two. We are going to rate this a 2. Now, this is not for the faint of heart. If somebody's looking for, and the thing about the rest of them that we've had to this point is they're subtly hopped. Mm-hmm. They're there. They're in the background. They enhance a little, but they're not in your face. This is that.
In your face.
Yeah. I mean, this is for the West Coast IPA fan.
If 180 IBUs are sort of your starting point to get hoppy enough, yeah, this is for you.
But I love big hoppy West Coast IPAs, but this is just too harsh. Well, there's no balance.
You need the caramel malt.
Exactly.
Know, yeah, to help soften it.
I was over here resetting my palate. We said the hops were
Simcoe and Citra.
Ah, I had 50% of it.
And then they got black tea as their base.
I'm getting that.
You know, and I think that
you can throwing get us
some
off.
Astringency from there too.
Exactly. And I think that's just enhancing the whole thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh gosh, yes. Well, okay.
We obviously know what number 7 is.
Yes, we do.
Wait, you need some more stuff off the beach to help you with this?
Yeah.
I will give you the choice of some additional items that were actually in hop water number 7. A highway traffic cone.
What? Okay. Yeah.
A part of a car windshield.
Wow.
And a check for $1.
Who writes a check for $1?
Was that payment
$1?
For, you know, for the glow-in-the-dark condom? Is that
maybe for the stretch?
Or services rendered.
Yeah. Services rendered.
For whoever was wearing the bathing suit.
All right.
Mm. So clearly this isn't just, hey, I'm hanging out at the beach and this is my trash from my day at the beach. This sounds a little bit more global trash
a
dumping.
A full-blown soap opera?
Yeah.
I think somebody had a, played out over a full month.
Somebody had a partay.
All right, so the color on this last one is completely clear.
It is.
Super clear.
I'm getting a little yellow tint.
A little, maybe. Ew.
Where's the spruciness?
Yep, that's what this is.
I mean, it's the only one left. It's the sprucy one. But here's what's weird. I'm getting a little bit of fake banana.
Fake banana. Wait a second. So how do you know what a fake banana actually tastes like?
Juicy fruit bubble gum.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So
he was hanging out with a plastic monkey.
Yeah. I think this was blended in a highway safety cone.
With an eyeball
or circus peanuts. Think about those orange circus peanuts. Oh, but where is that coming from? I did not expect that.
Yeah, I like the way you're describing that because it is the element of like plastic.
Yeah.
That is, you know, almost kind of dominating, you know, a lot of the taste profile here. Like, you know,
I wonder what the base tea
just,
is.
Right.
You feel like you've put something. You're tasting something that's like, hey, this is not right. Did you leave part of the bag in there?
When I saw this on the list, I thought, ooh, a sprucy one. That's going to be piney and good. And I really thought I'd enjoy it. And I do not at all.
Now, this is, I agree. This is probably the sprucy one, mainly through the process of elimination because we've gone through the rest of them. But it's not as aromatic and sticky as we've had spruce beers.
Yeah.
And it's not this at all.
No.
Not even remotely close.
Well, Juliana, you're the spruce girl.
I
what do you
like
think?
This one a lot. But you know, but this is me.
She thinks you're all idiots.
Well, was that before we sat down or during or after?
We've done nothing to change her opinion.
You know.
Okay, but here's the thing. I enjoy spruce beers. A good variety of spruce beer. I have spruce tip tea. So I'm a fan of it in its many forms. And this is, it's subtle. Okay. It's not as sticky as like Pennsylvania Tuxedo, which is like one of my mecca beers, if you will, for spruce tip beers. But this is made with spruce tip and Sabro.
Mm. Well, I didn't like the plastic thing. It was very off-putting to me.
Okay, so everyone else is going to rate this one a 1.
What's the special Juliana rating?
The Juliana rating is a 4.
Oh, my gosh. We're definitely tossing that out.
Now, Of note, this one was a limited edition, so it's no more.
They can't hurt anyone else.
And that's going to conclude it. Can you believe we made it through this episode?
Hey, if you were barely following along with us about what we were talking about, look at our show notes. They're available right online, and it will have the name of the product and the rating, so you don't have to always wire it together.
Well, that's going to do it. Thanks, good old boy Kendall.
It was a pleasure being here. I really was. I've been curious to taste all of these, and now I have. And now I know which ones I like.
Yay! Good old boy Mike.
You know, the items that I'm going to get revenge on with Dave and you are just stacking up incrementally. So I'll ask you to come back and join us for another exciting episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes, and to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Dave.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
It's over. Yes!
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.